You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.
And today, no stranger to Freedom 106.5 FM, Mr. Russell is back. Steve Russell, he's the founder and director of the Caribbean Literary Conference, CARICON, a major literary conference for the Caribbean. And out of this was born CARICON Poetry Slam, which further accentuates its mission. And the CARICON Poetry Slam 2026 saw a full house of more than 150 enthusiastic poetry lovers at the stunning Teatro Habay for the CARICON Poetry Slam 2026. 10 contestants from 8 Caribbean islands captivated the audience with powerful performances inspired by the theme Speak Truth, Speak Life. You know the song that entered my head automatically? Junior Gong, Speak Life.
Hey.
was that a theme song in there too? Good morning and welcome.
Thank you for having me as always. I'm happy to be back. Yeah, it feels good to be here. What a ride.
So tell me a little bit about how you got to the point of doing this literary conference and by extension the Poetry Slam.
So I saw it online. So like you rightfully said, it's founded by Mr. Russell, and he has this thing where it aspires to bring Caribbean literary people together, right? And he's been doing it for a while, and now they have the CARICON Poetry Slam, which brings all the islands together to compete. So I saw some clips of participants who participated last year, and the winner is from Jamaica from last year, and I was like, hey, let me try that. And I really wasn't sure, you know, how it would go. But I've always competed locally. Locally is fine, but I wanted to test myself against the Caribbean tongue. So I threw my hat in the ring, sent in a video, and I forgot I sent in the video. And then I was like, hey, I made it to represent. So they said, hey, Kieran Isaac representing Trinidad. So I was excited about that. And we just went from there. It was a journey to get to the island, but that's a whole story. But hey, we made it. I'm pleased to it. So I'm incredibly proud of that.
So I'm going to apologize from now, right? So I thought you were Mr. Russell.
That's right.
I do apologize.
That's okay.
Kieran, so why you didn't say something, boy, Mr. Isaac? What's going on?
Honestly, so you were like joking at me. I was like, oh, that's such a good joke.
Mr. Isaac. So
no worries.
That was my mistake. But
no worries.
You placed third.
Yeah.
In the competition.
Yeah, it's excited.
So, all right, let's get to the competition side of it. What do you use as a basis to choose your piece to perform in the competition? Because you have no idea what the other competitors are coming with.
Yeah, that's
right.
The thing, yeah.
So on or the theme.
Yeah.
I saw the theme here.
Speak truth, speak life.
Yeah. And like I say, the Damian Gong song came in. So out of your pieces.
Yeah.
How do you go through that process of choosing what to present?
So I firstly chose some pieces that I've had in my repertoire for a while. I was familiar with. I was like, if I go in to represent Trinidad, let me bring my best, right?
Mm-hmm.
But anything is, there's a theme this year. So yeah, I'm trying to like see where they fall in line to fit the theme of Speak Truth, Speak Life. So yeah, to still make sure that it meets the criteria of the theme.
Mm-hmm.
So the first piece I did was one called Happy International Kobo Awareness Day, where it's like, it's comical, but it has like a serious message where it's like, it shows the similarities between humans and kobos. I don't know if you guys noticed, but a group of kobos called a committee, which I think it's so hilarious. It's like, when I saw that, I died laughing. So there's like this parallel between the kobos and the human. But then we dive a little deeper into how we have like men in society who pray on young women and make them their victims. And then, you know, kobo actually have a role in the ecological system in maintaining scraps. But I was like, do these men actually have a role? Like, are they serving any purpose? So that's where I went with that one. The next one is even more comical. It's called Delusion. It's like I'm selling this fragrance of delusion to kind of mask the sense of all the inequalities. So you know, like those Dolce and Gabbana perfume ads or whatever. So I kind of channeled that for the piece. It was quite comical. The crowd really loved it. Like halfway through, they were all like delusion. Yeah, it was fun. But I tend to gravitate towards pieces that talk about I'm like me being the voice of people. But then for the last piece, I chose to speak about something personal, which was like mental health and as released to a male in the Caribbean. And I generally don't ever like do personal pieces, but I was like, if it speak truth, speak life. And I was like, you know, I'm curious. I don't know where you don't really know, man. Could go up there, and, you know.
Speak. But these things are recorded, Mr. Isaac.
Yeah, I didn't think it truthfully.
Right? And then, you
I
know.
I didn't think that part truthfully, but it worked out okay.
If it's an example for other poets to see how to survive a poetry slam, the different stages of it, and they look to you, they're going to pull up that one.
Yeah, and I would say that this one in particular, this competition, I call it like adrenaline on steroids because it's 3 rounds in one night. Mm-hmm. Generally, like for the local, like the national poetry slam, which is happening now, the 3 rounds are across like 3 months.
Right.
So you have like a month between each performance.
To prepare.
Yeah, this one is, you have to prepare 3 pieces in one night, but you're not sure if you're going to make it to the 3rd round because the 3rd round is like the final 5, right? So it's like you prepare 3 pieces, you choose them in the order that you think would best get you to the final round.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of, you're going off of a whim, but you have to trust your instinct, which again was really, again, you just have to like go with your gut. And just run with it.
Now, how to inspire young people to get into poetry? Because when you hear poetry, you think about feelings. And then you think about, you know.
And you feel it.
Oh, who is me?
You're emotional.
I've got this existential crisis. I've got to write it out.
Yeah.
Is that all about poetry? Is that? The main thing about poetry.
I mean, that's a part of it. The most funny is that when I connect with other poets, they all tell me, like, you know, I started writing when I was going through something. I'm like,
I think everyone starts writing when they're going through something.
But yeah, that's part of it. But then it's so much more than that. Like, it's empowering too. You get to, like, I feel like I've gotten more confidence since I've been a spoken word performer because I feel like I don't think I'm a shy person, but I also stay in my lane, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not like speaking out on topics I wouldn't speak out publicly, like crime, social injustice, politics, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it definitely grows in confidence. Also, it's a really beautiful community, especially like locally. Like, yes, everybody's competitive, you know, because there's a big cash pot involved. Mm-hmm. So you would think that they'll be trying to sabotage you, but they're not. It's like, everybody's like encouraging each other, but like when they go on the stage, everybody's like coming out to cut each other's throat respectfully, you know. But yeah, it's such a great community. So I think moreover, just the message and getting to speak your truth,
mm-hmm.
I think moreover, I really encourage people to enter because it's a great community to be a part of and to grow together, I would say.
Now, you said that the topics of like politics and that kind of thing, you stay away from. Yeah. Why is that? Because I have to ask. I mean, if it is that you are a young person in the country.
I know.
And you want to see change.
I know.
Because you could. I've heard a few poets talk to social change.
Yeah.
And social topics.
Yeah.
And be. They don't kind of. Fingers clicking, right?
Yeah.
And still be poignant enough to bring the message home and still keep your kind of, you know, the little space between, well, this is the poet's channel rather than be complete advocate.
Yeah, so I definitely, like, I'm one of those people, like, have a lot of opinions on politics, but I definitely share them with, like, my close circles. So, like, I remember, like, for the local, like, financial purchase last year, that was around, you know, elections. My piece was, I feel like there was a lot of happening. We had so much party, so much characters. And, I did a circus performance piece where, like, each of the...
You was disrespectful.
I did it with tact.
Right.
The crowd ate it up. I didn't win, but, you know, I put myself out there and I spoke my truth and a lot of people resonated with it. So, like, things like that is really, that's a lot of growth for me because generally I would just keep my thoughts on certain things to a Facebook status or to my close circle of friends and call that George, you know what I mean?
The thing is, so many movers and shakers.
Yeah.
Like you say, was going through something and then started pick up a pen and either Juno stepped into.
Sure.
So you're looking at like Kwame Ture, you're looking at like Maya Angelou, you're looking at, I'm seeing her big Afro puff Angela Davis.
Yeah.
You know, and other writers as well from other genres, because, you know, some people say you want to leave out other people, right?
Yeah.
But they started there, and you say gain their confidence and, you know, use these avenues to bring out that voice. And then from there, you kind of realize, but wait, I'm not alone.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
And it creates a movement. It creates that change.
Like a community movement,
right?
All those things. Yeah,
and sometimes it's necessary for the creatives amongst us to really get that spark going.
Some
you know, it's all part of the whole. Yes, they have the administrative hardliners that have no feeling bone in their body. And then they're the ones who make it, you know.
Yeah.
Give peace a chance, kind of.
And I would even add that, and like going back to the Caribbean poetry song, I was in like the piece I did, Delusion, right?
So I want to hear a little piece of that, but we'll get to that in a minute. And the Kobo thing too.
So Delusion was very comical, right? But it really touched on a heavier issue, which is the fact that there's like stark marginalizations and increased youth employment suffusing the atmosphere. And when I spoke about it in Curacao, a lot of people in the audience came up to me after and they were like, that's a piece that resonated with them the most. And some of them were from Curacao, some from other Caribbean islands, which speaks to the truth of like us being so much more connected as we think than a Caribbean. Like the issues we face are like the
so
same,
normal.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, so,
it's
like, so you write a piece that you think is like topical to your island, but it's connecting with people from other islands. And a lot of the poets, we were kind of not speechless by that, but we were like, wow. Like we were speaking about that amongst ourselves after, because each of us spoke on issues which were like topical to our island, but then other people resonate with them, which again shows us how much more interconnected we are.
Yeah,
you know.
And I find it strange that the organizer named it CARICON, which is so close to CARICOM.
Yeah.
You know, that maybe a caucus has been created amongst the poets. And it probably is all the time to take over the world.
Perhaps,
or at least take
perhaps.
Over the Caribbean.
Yeah,
to
sure.
To be the model as to how, you know, it really is supposed to go down.
For sure.
What were the representatives of other countries? So in other words, what other countries were there in the competition?
Right, we had Grenada, Jamaica, Curacao, Puerto Rico, St. Vincent, Aruba, myself. I feel like I'm missing one. But yeah, it was about 8 islands and about 10 participants. So it was eclectic. There was supposed to be some more, but it had some like travel
issues.
Some people got stuck and, you know, but we still put on a good show with who was there.
The thing is, just in the last couple of hours, we're talking about travel in between the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And you see, look, TNT, look, another example of, you know, people wanting to do something great and finding travel ridiculous.
And we spoke about that.
Tell me about your story, because they say you almost didn't make it.
Yeah, so we spoke about that too. Like, it's actually so hard to get flights to Curacao. Like, I think it's like once a week, I think. And then everything else is like a connecting flight. And I was like, I don't want a connecting flight. If I have to connect in 5 different islands, I'm not going. Because that's like a whole day of traveling. And so, like, even to get there, I feel like, and the flights was like, I was trying to get funding from sponsors, which some sponsors fell apart. So I funded myself and my family, which was a whole other thing. And I probably got like the last ticket on one of the flights, if I'm being honest. So I was just like, when there was like one ticket left and I purchased it, I was just like, I just slumped down in my bed. I was like, okay, God, I guess we going.
God moving.
Yeah. You know? And I was even talking to some other poets, like even from Barbados, they had to go through Jamaica and Trinidad. So I remember, like, while I'm there, I'm seeing like one of them telling me, oh, he has a layover in Trinidad. I was like, bro, I was like, if I'd known, I might have just started stay in my house for the night, because
this
it's like,
is unbelievable.
Yeah, because it's like they have to stay here for a night, then to go back somewhere else, to go back to Curacao, instead of just going directly, which I was like, that's so insane. And they had so much flight delays. They came like the night before the competition, and they was supposed to be there like from since like 2-3 days before. So,
and they must have been so exhausted.
Yeah, they were just like, when they reached, they're just like, I guess we're here. You know,
with a process that's supposed to be nice and easy going.
Yeah.
Now, as in my mind, I'm thinking, wait, overlay in other countries. Well, yeah, I get to explore the Caribbean. But the thing is, your body and the energy, it takes a toll.
It does, yeah.
Because there is thing called jet lag, and trust me, and then jet lag thing.
And there's more finances, because if you have like a night over, then you have to pay accommodation for that.
Correct.
Night. And some islands are more fortunate, like they got sponsors and stuff like that. But for the ones who didn't have sponsors, imagine like having to pay extra in accommodation, yes, and there's an next taxi to go back to, you know. So all these little things you
and
have to add
the
up.
And then the ones that actually rough it and remain in the airport. No.
It was a lot. No, so we kind of made the joke, we were like, wow, when we get this prize money, it's literally just to breathe.
All of the travel expenses.
It's a lot. Right. And, you know, just to get, you know, somewhere that you think would be so easy, it turned out to be such this complicated process, you know, which a lot of us were talking about.
Now, the thing is, listening to the conversation, I'm sure that there are probably some corporate sponsors who have been listening and probably approached and wondering, you know, we should have really, you know, get involved in that.
Yes, and you could sponsor me from now for Guadeloupe next year. It's going to be Guadeloupe next year, so we have a year to prep.
So in that best interest, tell us some of the positive things that you took away from the experience.
Oh, for sure, 100%. I'm more confident in my style of poetry because I'm very unique, I would say, comedic. A lot of poets, they go up very, and I'm not knocking it, they're very like serious to the point, and that's great, and but that's not my style all the time. So like one thing I really loved was the director. He told me when the judges were judging me, he said they didn't have anybody to compare me to, which I was like, that's great, because it's just like I'm just doing my own thing. And so that was one for sure. Second thing, I think like getting a taste of like just another Caribbean island and just getting to explore it for a while, I think it did good for me mentally and creatively as well. I think it's always good to explore
new environments.
Yeah,
bring that,
you feel very inspired. I'm just like, hey, I want to be outside every week now if I had the money.
There was a saying that my grandmother used to say, and I told it to someone recently. Crossing waters, it has that effect.
It does,
you know, ever so often cross some waters.
Yeah.
When you come back with a renewed sense, you know, of where you want to be on your purpose, you know, you touch the ground running.
I told my friends I was going to be like, you know, those people who go away, well, jokingly, they go away for the first time and they come back, you're like, when I went to Wales, I tell them, I was like, you're going to be sick of me.
At least you didn't pick up an accent.
I tell them, I should have come back. I think they say good morning, it's bon dia. I was like, I was going to go back and tell everybody, good morning. Oh, as they say in Curacao, bon dia.
Oh my goodness. Did you eat food? Are you a foodie by chance? Did you take in any of the food?
I don't remember any of the names, because they have like such a melting pot of cultures. So I made some friends and I did introduce me to some of like the delicacies and stuff like that. I don't remember any of the names of that.
Right.
I'm so sorry. But it was good. You know, they were like, you can't be going back and you didn't try this. So they were like, okay, we're gonna order it. Even if you know order, we ordering it, and you had to try each other. So I was like, I wouldn't say no to that.
Okay, it's a new experience. Why would you?
Exactly.
Now I wanna hear a little bit from your perfume poetry, that one, delusional?
Delusion.
Yeah.
All right, so like about one stanza.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Ladies and gentlemen, today we invite you to embark on a sensory journey like no other. A fragrance crafted for the modern man or woman, which captivates the senses with its unique blend of scents for any environment. We offer you Delusion. Eau de Parfum. With the delicate whispers of Call Your Mother and the warm undertones of Olé Tout Wicked, Delusion creates an aura of irresistible charm and enthrallment. Delusion is not just a fragrance, but an intoxicatingly enchanting experience that elevates every moment. Become a connoisseur in the allure of delusion. Train your nose to quickly recognize the smells of raw issues, socioeconomic downfalls, and the pungent smells of inequalities perforating our nation's atmosphere. The quicker you can recognize them, the quicker you can deploy Delusion. Oh, de parfum. All right. Pay close attention to the scents around you and the ones no longer there. Remember the sense of all that fresh bread? Nobody making dough anymore. It's been replaced by the sense of unfair prices over the cost of living, lack of tax exemptions, exasperated fiscal inconsiderations carving their ways into societal norms, the scent of stark marginalizations, youth unemployment suffusing the atmosphere, leading to top notes of increased crime rates and social unrest, causing a myriad of aberrations of abnormal blends and musks and intoxicatingly socio-economic complexities. Take notes of these horrid social injustices and remember that you have the choice to make it fresh, to make it scintillating, to make it délogeant or de parfum.
Go ahead, might as well finish.
Pay close attention to how those at the top don't care how the stink trickles down as they bask in their rarefied air, whilst those at the bottom breathe in their waste and excrement and can't do a thing to change the scent. Always stay connected to the industry scents all around you and the most popular current events. Scents. Smell the bouquet of news outlets that express the daily socio-economic issues perforating your airwaves, and you'll know that Delusion is the only scent to get you through the day. News of reality smells so yesterday, but Delusion is in. Discover what it's like to smell human again. Leave a trail of delusion wherever you go. The hills are alive with the scent of Delusion or their perfume.
I like that one. Somebody send some laughter emojis. Somebody sent a picture of a poetry.
That's funny. A lady walked up to my after and she asked me, she was like, where are they selling that perfume? But she was like, I'll buy a few bottles.
Coming from a youth perspective, because I consider you a youth.
Thanks.
Right?
Yeah.
And also youth getting involved in poetry. Do you see it as a viable source or a viable avenue for that voice to come out where, because sometimes I really think that that particular group of people, they see without really seeing, and then being able to translate what they're seeing. So older ones could understand, delusion, it's all over. You know, you're spinning such a story that you have drank your own Kool-Aid, basically. Is it really a viable space to continue to bring that story?
That's a great question. It is, but I think there needs to be more support from a structural or organizational level. Even locally, I guess I don't know if I could speak on this, but one of the main sponsors for the local competition pulled out this year. So it's one of those things where we need sponsors and partnership to help propagate the message. But as we said, with all the sponsors, we're still pretty resilient and we fight for what we want. It's a great space. I think people just need to recognize it more for an art form. Because I was joking, my mom was like, you know, I come to the Caribbean, I represent you. I was like, I feel like she got a little house and a car, you know, or even a little TV.
Yeah, something. At least recognition.
Yeah, you know, and I come back.
Because to come third out of 150, I think from the bio that I see.
Well, yeah, but there were a lot. So yeah, there was
participants, but I think it was.
I think they had a lot of entries, and they had the final 10 and that kind of thing. Yeah, so I mean, to represent Trinidad, you know, please top three. And I was so proud. I was like, you know, I come back home. I was like, okay, cool. I was like, I'll big up myself.
Nobody in the airport.
Yeah, a little Moko Jambian thing waiting for my. You know. But, you know, my family, big mobs. So I was like, you know, I've got my friends and everybody. So I was like, you know, I love you.
Yeah, I mean, support at home is probably the best support.
It's crucial.
You know, if nobody else sees the vision, at least somehow.
And what's even funny is that because the night, it was supposed to be streamed, but there was an issue, right? So my family just home, sitting on by the phone because they don't know what's going on.
Right.
So when I made it to the final round, I went to call them to let them know that I made it to the final round, right? But the order that they announced in for the final round is the order after performing. So when they announced my name, and I was running back to call my mom, they said, I'm saying, back to perform, Kira and Isaac. So I just like fling the phone and run back. So I just like this adrenaline rush. But just to show like the excitement, like they home, they don't see anything happen, but like they're just home waiting, you know, and like praying and stuff like that. So yeah, family support, friend support. Like I remember even the whole day everybody just messaged me like, yeah, no streaming, even have a bootleg stream, pay somebody to hold up our phone.
Right.
Like all my friends, they're just like, they're waiting to see.
Is it that you were in the competition for yourself, by yourself in the auditorium? You didn't have anyone, as they say, to hold up the phone and record for you?
Right. So, yeah, so I had, yeah, so it was just, yeah, so like some poets, I guess the ones who were on the island, they had like their family, their friends, whatever, whatever. But like for me, it's just... It's just me. So, like, but I'm okay with that because I'm like, okay, I'm just win over the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd rather, like, by the end of the night, I won over the crowd. So that was cool, you know. But, yeah, so, like, no actual supporters there to scream, but you make them as you go along.
Yeah. And bring a message home at the same time. Do you think that you want to continue? You said, well, the next one is Guadeloupe.
Yeah, I want to continue. The only thing I'm wondering is that because it usually happens around the same time with our local leg, and I auditioned for the two at the same time, and I didn't make it to the local one. I think it's because I was probably focusing on too much at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of debating.
You need a management team, brother.
So I'm like debating if I want to do, but like I love spoken with so much. I'm like, why not do all? So I feel like next year, I think I'll still do the two, but I'll prep for it better. Because I love all the opportunities to perform and to grow as an artist. And yeah, I feel like I was born to be on a stage performing. I love it. Like, I really feel rejuvenated.
Well, it's all over your face, too, eh? You're blushing like a little schoolboy. Can I say, that just get a grade A+.
Yeah. A+ in poetry.
And knowing that when mommy come to pick you up, you're getting ice cream.
Yeah.
You know, again, something you heard.
Yeah, that's how I felt when I came. I was like, well, they've half of my KFC pizza. I was like, yeah, we make, I think they did like dumpling and stuff. And I was like, okay, yeah. I was like, yeah, I like that too.
Depending on who did do the dumpling and stuff. That's a bomb thing.
You know, it is real good. I was just like, I was expecting like pizza, but yeah, we could live with this.
Let's take a call. Hello, good morning. Welcome. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Oscar.
Good morning
to your poet guest. I am listening to the poetry, and I think it's very, very nice, indeed, very impressed. And, you know, it emphasizes the language. Language is so critical. It is so important nowadays in terms of communication and messaging and et cetera, that, yes, we need to hear some more poetry, and we need to emphasize, you know, language, good language. You know, nowadays with texting and everything else, all the shortcuts with technologies and so on, we
it's hurt my brain with that. But
you know, but we need to get back to original language, you know. The well, of course, those of us who are a little older will know about Shakespeare and those kinds of things,
for sure.
I want to encourage the youth, man, to keep going, reach for the stars, that they would say, man, you never could tell their opportunities and possibilities waiting.
Mm-hmm.
So keep it up, Princess Stong, man.
Thank you so much,
Princess Stong.
Thank you.
Let's take another one. Hello, good morning.
Good morning to all.
Good morning.
And to the young man who you're speaking with. You know, I must say I'm very impressed with him. He seems to be such an intelligent and bright young man. We have so many of them here in the island. They don't make use of their brain. And I hope he continued what he's doing, and may God bless him always. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
For your call, 625-2257, 627-3223 is the number. Well, good Lord. Somebody send their contribution of a poem. Okay, rate it. Give it a 5 out of 5 or out of 5, right?
Okay.
It says, love is faith, and faith is love. Let me start again. Let me get it correct, right? Love is faith, and faith is forever. One cannot exist without the other, and both will last forever. And that's from Pythagoras, Germantown, Maryland.
I love it.
Say a 5 out of 5?
Yeah, 5 out of 5.
You get 5 stars there, Pythagoras.
Yeah, man, we love it.
You get 5 stars. Yeah.
Love the name, too.
Yeah. This message coming in. Let me see if I could get it to play. All right, no, we'll try again. 625-2257, 627-3223 is the number. Actually, we have about approximately a minute again. So last comments for poetry and being able to establish something solid in TNT. What's the one thing that you think we need? And when can we see Mr. Isaacs again on the stage?
Right. I think definitely we need more support from a larger level, like mm-hmm. more sponsors, organizers, more people get on board. And also people who are willing to pay the poets and, you know, give them it as a craft and, you know, view it as not just this thing you're going to do for free. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you get like a
exposure.
Puff. Yeah, exposure and a cheese puff, you know.
And a cheese puff.
I love cheese puffs, but, you know, money I don't make, you know. And like, to do it effectively, you have to train and practice. And a lot goes into that and mm-hmm. to better your writing and stuff like that. So I definitely would encourage people to support some more. But I also want to encourage poets to also hone in on their skills. And also, like, for me particularly, something I honed into and I didn't really anticipate doing was like teaching literature. So because of, like, at first I said no, and then I was like, I can make some money and I'm good at this. So I started like tutoring, and a lot of times you kind of say no to things, whereas there's still accents of your skill set and you're just using it in a different way to help others. So I want to encourage people to hone in on their crafts and
a good idea, teaching literature.
Yeah,
because I love books.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a need for it, and I like to see the growth of my students, and, you know, like CXC coming up right now. It's like, if you see me, they're like analyzing all these CXC poems to see if I could help my students and tell them what an allusion is, and, you know, like what a simile is and these kind of things. So it's like things that I'm naturally good at. I'm like, okay, I could further use these talents and blessings to channel into something else that may be more lucrative, but it's still something connected to what I love. Yeah.
I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come in, and congratulations on that placement. And
thank you so
here's
much.
To further success.
Thank you, and thank you for having me as always. I appreciate
no
it.
No problem.
Thank you.
All right, TNT.
You're tuned into the all new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.